okay?
I'm here. I'm here. It's been a while since you've had one of those nightmares. Tell me, what was it about?
It's only fragments.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan. I do apologize that I did not have a Monday episode of the podcast up. I did want to record after the Academy Awards, but I came down with something, some 24-hour, just felt incredibly ill. So I was in no shape to record a podcast, but I'll talk briefly about the Academy Awards here in just a few minutes. I'm also going to discuss three movies of the week. The first being Adam's Rib, starring Katherine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy. I'll talk about Au Revoir les Enfants, a Louis Malle movie from 1987. I just watched Atlantic City and talked about that on a podcast just last week or the week before, and it was absolutely fantastic. This movie is no different. And then I'm briefly going to discuss spoiler-free Dune 2, hopefully, probably going to go into more spoiler territory about this movie next week. This is my most anticipated movie of last year. It, of course, was delayed with everything going on with the writer's strike. And I am just so excited to talk about this movie because I think it is the most fun I've had at a movie theater. It was definitely the most, it was better than Oppenheimer, which is saying something. I think seeing this in IMAX was just one of those theater experiences that I just will not forget. But 96 Academy Awards, they were Sunday night, and now they are gone. It is over. So big winner of the night was Oppenheimer, 7 wins. Emma Stone beat out Lily Gladstone for Best Actress. There were some really good monologues. I thought John Mulaney gave a fantastic monologue. I thought Jimmy Kimmel was a great host. Overall, this was the most fun I think I've had watching an Oscar ceremony in quite some time. I'm Just Ken, of course, was probably the highlight of the night. There were some pretty good speeches here and there. But yeah, I think, I don't know. And I guess the internet is being a lot nicer to Al Pacino than I was just watching it. But I wish they had figured, I don't know if I would have had somebody go up with Al Pacino, or I don't know. It just, the way that Best Picture was announced was a little lackluster. And as always with the Academy Awards too, there were some jokes that didn't land, but overall this was probably the best Academy Awards in some time. It's not that exciting for me. I just listened to so many film podcasts ahead of time. Like, I think my predictions were, I definitely missed 4, 5, 6 of them, but for the most part, there weren't too many surprises. I thought the best speeches were probably, I think it's the director, 20 Days at Maripol. I thought that was a very, very powerful speech. And yeah, if you're going to see one movie that was nominated or that won an Academy Award, that would probably be the one to see. Again, I talked about it last week when I was making predictions, an incredibly difficult watch, but super, super, super important. Last week, if you tune in or if you want to listen to last week's episode of the podcast, I did a power rankings of the Best Picture nominees and what I thought was my favorite, going all the way from 1 to 10. So, but overall, pretty entertaining night. I don't really have, nobody got slapped. Best Picture, there was no Best Picture flub, La La Land and Moonlight-esque. Overall, it was pretty solid night. And I actually really liked the 7 o'clock start time. It ended at 10:30. So usually I think it's 8 to 11. So that was nice, especially with the springing forward of the clocks. I'm a fan of that 7 o'clock start time. I do hope they keep that. And on to the movies now. Adam's Rib, starring Katherine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy. I didn't write the year down here, but anyway, this film is about, it opens and you see this woman walk into an apartment and she finds her husband with another woman and she starts firing this gun and it ends up, one of the bullets ends up hitting her husband, and then there is a big trial, whether this woman should be tried and what sort of sentencing she should get. And of course, Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy are both lawyers. Katharine Hepburn decides to defend the wife, and Spencer Tracy decides to defend the husband here. And yeah, this movie has a lot to say about what women and men's roles were in society during this time period, and kind of how they were viewed by each of the sexes. And that's kind of the focus of the film. So it's interesting for like as a time capsule. Most of the humor here, again, it's a rom-com, or yeah, and it has dramatic moments as well, but overall, yeah, I mean, it was a fine watch. I won't go as far as to recommend it. But for what it is, and if you're a fan of Katharine Hepburn, I think she does a great job here. I'm not the biggest Spencer Tracy fan. I've not seen him in a whole lot of movies. But yeah. Adam's Rib. It was fine. It was a good time. A movie that was excellent, though, is Au Revoir, Les Enfants. This is Louis Malle. And yeah, this film takes place at a French boarding school during World War II. And it's just about this relationship, these two boys who befriend each other. And one of them, as you find out as the film goes on, happens to be Jewish and is trying to evade detection by the Gestapo. There's a priest that's trying to keep a few boys safe during this time period. And yeah, I don't know. There were moments where I was very anxious during this film. And it's a very, I say this a lot about films, but it's very quiet. It focuses on dialogue, usually between two separate characters. I think it did a really, really good job capturing what it can be like at a boarding school. I've never been to a boarding school, but I'm just like in what I would expect and how kids would treat each other. I thought it did a really good job of capturing that. And being an educator myself, I could definitely see situations that happen in this movie. I could definitely be like, yeah, that makes sense that that's what would happen here. Super, super powerful ending. Yeah, one that brought me to tears. It is a fantastic, fantastic film. Currently streaming on the Criterion Channel, and I would definitely recommend checking that out. And on to the main event, and that is Dune 2, of course, directed by Denis Villeneuve. This cast, you could just look it up. It's absolutely incredible. Christopher Walken is back in a movie. It's got Stellan Skarsgård, Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya. I think it's Zendaya. I always say it wrong. And yeah, let's see. Florence Pugh's in this movie. Who else is in this? Just, yeah, you name them, they're in it. It's just Josh Brolin's back. Yeah, this movie just has a lot going for it. Javier Bardem. Yeah. Anyway, cast alone, this movie has an incredible cast. But then you mix in the world building and just Denis Villeneuve's vision is just like, man, I just want him to make sci-fi movies. And I'm just like, this is all I want him to do. This movie takes place directly after the events of Dune Part 1, or just Dune. It takes place right after that, literally right after. And you catch up with Timothy Chalamet's character, Paul, and the situation just becomes more intense at this point. He, of course, wants vengeance for what occurred in the first film and is also trying to, similarly to Au Revoir, Les Enfants, he is trying to avoid detection he doesn't want to be caught by the Harkonnens, who are attempting to find him and, of course, kill him. So I don't want to get too much into spoiler territory. I don't even want to talk too much about this film until I can do a spoiler episode, but this movie is pretty much perfect. I have not read Frank Herbert's Dune. There are people that are upset because there were some changes made. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't read the book. I didn't even look at a Wikipedia article ahead of time. But for what it's worth, I think this film is pretty close to flawless. This movie has a little bit more humor than the first one, and those humorous moments actually work pretty well, which usually I'm like, I'd rather just be serious. But I thought it worked quite well here. cinematography, music, acting. Like, you know, Timothée Chalamet is coming off of Wonka, of all things. And, like, I've watched a few clips here and there of that. Yeah, this is, he owns this role. He does an absolutely fantastic job. I'm forgetting the actor's name. It's going to come to me. There's one more actor in this. Oh, last name's Butler. Anyway, he does a really good job too. I think Austin Butler is the name. He plays this very, very menacing character. And he, some of his parts in this movie are my absolute favorite. There's one sequence in particular that's shot in black and white that I just absolutely loved. If you can get to a movie theater, this is the movie theater experience of the last several years. Better than Oppenheimer, better than, it's just like, this is a best movie theater experience I've had in some time, at least the last 5 years. So I'm excited to revisit it. I'm excited to talk a little bit more in depth about it next week. I just hope anyone who's listening gets a chance to, you know, go and see this. If you're not a fan of science fiction films, I would urge you to give this one a shot, because it's just so impressive. I can't wait to watch extra features on just how this film was made. If I were to nitpick and be like, okay, here's some things that I thought weren't so strong. There's just so much story here, and the fact that they have to try and squeeze that all into it's almost a 3-hour runtime, but it seems there is never a dull moment here, and there are jumps in time that can get a little confusing, and there were times where character motivations, which I'll get into a little bit more next week, where I was confused by one, and that's why I want to see the film again, because I'm just going, wait, I missed why this character is not happy with this other character, and it was kind of a pivotal part of the story. I don't know if that was just me that missed it, apart from that, and again, that's nitpicking. Excuse me, that's just me nitpicking a little bit. The writing was where there might be just a few weak spots, but in terms of visual storytelling, in terms of just visuals as a whole, this is what the medium of film can do. It is wow. Just a sight to behold. I will definitely watch it at home when it's available. But like I said, I want to get to a movie theater and see this again and again. So find the biggest screen you can and buckle up, because this is just a phenomenal film. And I'm excited to hear that Denis Villeneuve is not done making films in the Dune universe. It sounds like a little bit more about that next week, but it looks like it is going to continue. And it looks like the movie is absolutely dominating the box office, which is good to see as well. I would love to start seeing some smaller films really start doing better in the box office. But even if we have the Oppenheimers and the Dunes and movies like that, that will help keep the movie theaters afloat a little bit. So yeah, thankful for these movies. Thankful for just Nolan, Villeneuve, all these directors that are making just such awesome films. So excited to talk a little bit more about Dune 2 next week. I think that's going to do it for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews. I will be back next Saturday with three movies, including
England, in the gallant days when history hung on the flight of an arrow or the slash of a sword, when feudal barons ravaged the countryside to live in pomp and splendor, when one man alone dared challenge the might of his country's oppressors, Robin Hood, outlaw of Sherwood Forest and his stalwart band.
1938's The Adventures of Robin Hood. I think I've seen this movie, but if I'm not 100% sure if I've seen it and it's in one of my books, I'm watching it again. So, Book of Movies, The Essential 1000 Films to See from the New York Times, that is in there. My Ebert pick of the week is Babel with Cate Blanchett and Brad Pitt. So I'm super excited to check that out. I've always wanted to see that movie. So I'm finally going to do that. And then the other movie is one that I talked about last week. I am going to check out The Quiet Earth, which is very, very famous or well known for its ending, which is, I guess, controversial. So I don't know anything about it. I'm excited to check that out. As always, thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews, and I will be back next Saturday talking The Adventures of Robin Hood, Babel, and The Quiet Earth.